Okay.
So moved.
Debbie, why you start
here? Oh, yeah.
Is it on?
Wait, I turned the tape.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. It is 11 minutes after 9. I call the Committee of Public Safety and Security to order. We have some audio. Is it audio issues?
Audio issues.
With our tape, we'll get those worked on. Meantime, we'll get the meeting started. First order of business, let's approve the minutes of Monday, June 13th.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Nona. Do you have a second?
He's a fast reader.
It's very long.
It wasn't long, but second by Mr. Arkham. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes of June 13th are approved. We have today Commissioner, Commissioner Longworth, and some of his colleagues.
Good morning.
Good to. Good morning. Hope everybody had a good Father's Day.
And you too.
Why don't I introduce all of your colleagues for the record?
Certainly. I'm George Longworth, Commissioner of the Department of Public Safety. To my left is Joseph Yazinski, the Deputy Commissioner, Chief of Technology and Special Projects, Martin McGlynn, and Chris Burkhart, Director of HR.
Very good. Thank you for being here this morning. The reason for this morning's meeting is to really get an update now that the state budget is presumably up and running for their new fiscal year, to get an idea from you, Commissioner, of what the impacts were, positive and negative, that have taken place at the state level and how that's going to, you know, influence this. So with that, I'll turn the discussion over to you.
Starting with the upside, most of the Homeland Security funding remains intact for the upcoming year, which will enable us to offset tax levy for a lot of equipment that we use regularly. The downside is the parkway funding has been cut by another 10%. Presently, the total salary expense is $3,200,000 and the fringe is $1.7 million, with a total of $4.9 million. The state revenue last year was $2,149,000, and if we subtract the 10%, we're down to $1,934,000.
So we're taking a $3 million hit now.
Presently,
that's what I'm saying. For years, that's been a pet peeve of mine. And I just, for the committee, I did have a meeting with Mike Hagan last week, the head of the DBA, just to review with him some of my thoughts about what we might want to consider this year without necessarily affecting their personnel. But Howard and I have had one very short discussion with you, which is something that I will continue to talk to the administration about. And then, you know, if it comes to any kind of reality or just understand, you know, something concrete, then certainly we'll have a committee meeting on it. But I think it's something we need. Over the years, it was 2.7 and 2.6 and 2.5. And now that it's down to 1.9, and our course was 4.42. Now, I mean, our course is up to 4.9. It's getting more and more.
Basically, we're funding it with a small stipend from the state.
Could we at least have a brief discussion of that? What are the options?
Sure, John. We can. I mean, again, it's about, was it 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, the county executive Spano actually issued pink slips to the 25, 26 officers at the time. We had a certain confrontation.
These are the parkway officers?
Parkway, those. And maybe the commission can tell us, because Mike thought the number may be a little less now. At the time, it was 25, 26 officers, that as the complete coverage, 24/7. And I recall that the county exec actually sent out, was about to issue the pink slips, and then it was pulled
So that
back.
Option was essentially so to turn it back over to the state and say, we're out of it.
And
so that's
right.
That's the nuclear option.
That's the nuclear option. And maybe the commission go into the folks on the highways do come off the highways, especially in the wintertime. They cover our parks and do the. Well, commission, why don't you run through? Why should I give us the full amount of services that the highway patrol in fact provides, so we have a good sense of it for the record.
Parkway patrol.
The people, the Hutch, the Cross County, and the Sawmill.
Essentially, the contract, which is in grant form, requires 26 people to fill the posts necessary to patrol the parkways. They do perform the dual function of inspecting the parks and county properties as well. So even if we were to go nuclear, so to speak, you would still have to require a significant number of personnel just to patrol the parks and county property in that regard. In addition to that, you know, I can tell you that the level of service the county police provide to the parkway system is significant in comparison to what I think we can anticipate from the state police now that they're down so much personnel themselves if they were, if we were just to relinquish it to them.
That's the downside of the nuclear option. They're going to get poor service. You may have more people speeding, more DWIs, more accidents. It could be a really detrimental effect if we pull out.
I mean, I could go through the list of all the activity that occurs actually on the parkways, but I'm happy to submit it to you after the meeting as well. But I think, you know, the other consideration that has to be taken is the fact that the parkway patrols also provide the critical mass for the mutual aid and rapid response plan in the county, which was activated as early as this morning, you know, as recently as this morning, and does occur with some regularity. So, you know, my best judgment is that with the drop in funding, it's time to reevaluate the number of personnel we allocate to the parkways and try to come up with a plan that will put us in a position to get closer to the break-even point of how we get reimbursed vis-a-vis the county needs of patrolling the parkways and the county-owned property.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. You're saying to downsize the patrols? I thought you needed a minimum of 26 people
we
by
need
contract.
A minimum of 26 people under the grant, which is up for renewal presently. So we
the
are
grant that's now down to 1.7?
That's
mean?
Correct. Yeah. So we are trying to come up with a plan over the next couple of weeks. And we've already made contact with the state to determine the feasibility of reducing the number of personnel we actually have out there to get closer to the break-even.
And just rough guess, what do you think that would be?
It's hard to say at this point.
That's what I'm saying, rough guess. If it's 26 people, you know, with the prior grant, how much was the prior grant?
The last year was 2-1.
2-1, now it's 1-7?
Now 1-9.
1-9.
1-9.
What did I hear? 1-7.
John just said.
No, 1-7 is the. I mixed it. I mean, 1-7 is the fringe benefits. It's the 3.2 salary, 1.7 switch.
That's correct.
Fringe, that's what I got. My mistake.
So 1-9.
It's 1-9 now.
Being reduced
down
from
2-1, 10% decrease.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so basically, you'd want to cut out $3 million worth.
Not $3 million worth, but to reduce it incrementally over the next several years. And again, it's a comprehensive study that we're undertaking. It'll take us a few more weeks to put it together. But we are clearly aware that it's on everyone's radar, including upstairs and as well as yourselves. And we are working towards a solution.
Well, that's good to know. I was not aware of doing a study because it's been a pet peeve of mine for years. And I know we had this issue of coverage. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we talk about other areas, social services areas, well, you know, why should we be backfilling the state? It's their responsibility. They should do it. They're on 287. They're on 684. They're on the spring. Those are state roads. And whatever level of service they're giving today, they're giving. It could be good. It could be bad.
Right.
These are three more highways owned by the state. And because there's this somewhat of a history of we've had a contract to do it, were we to come off, frankly, it's just three more roads. It's like 287, 684. I take that road almost every day. You know, my kids are growing up, they're on the road every day. Certainly we're all concerned about the public safety, but we should be concerned about 287, 684 in the spring, but, you know, those are state roads and they deal with it. And we need, I'm glad, bottom line, there's a study. There are these other actions that our folks do, but without laying people off, there's some overtime money, there's attrition, right? As you and I talked about, there's ways of not losing any personnel. Put them on the Bronx River, put them in our parks. They're still out there. And frankly, the state may not be able to handle. They may have to come. It's probably still cheaper for the state to pay us something, you know, significant, rather than to have to come down and one or two accidents and lawsuits. No one shows up for 9 hours. The state's in big trouble. So, I think we need to be prepared. My opinion, to have a plan to be able to go to the state. You know, we're going to take care of our assets, our parks. You take care of your roads, and then see what comes. I mean, that's sort of speaking for myself, but Judy, you had a question?
Well, that was sort of it. I was just basically wondering if we had a grant, I mean, if we had a contract then, this is up for renewal, if we had a contract that called for fewer people, personnel on these three parkways, that would be the solution, you think?
I think it's possible. I think it requires further study. I mean, it does. When you're balancing public safety against fiscal responsibility, it's a little tricky. I mean, just to give you a rough idea of what the county police handle on the parkways involved, last year they responded to 8,000 disabled vehicles, 4,000 accident reports, 250 reports of hit and run, 2,900 check of the roadway conditions, 115 reports of vehicles driving the wrong direction on the parkways.
How many is that?
115.
400 reports of erratic driving, 750 reports of large trucks on the parkways, 400 abandoned vehicles, 400 struck animals, and they conducted over 1,700 traffic stops for vehicle and traffic violations. 17,000, I'm sorry. Not to mention the 400 DWI arrests, which as you pull your resources back off the parkways, all these numbers are going to reduce.
Sure.
And
but not due to good behavior.
And a lot of us where these highways go through, our local courts, our local towns, frankly, make a lot of money on the actions our officers take. And the state makes money, but we don't make any money. I mean, we know that's part of it.
We estimate approximately $2.8 million in revenue is generated for the local municipalities.
To the municipalities.
From
so that's,
the parkway patrols.
So that is, but if the state police issue those tickets, our municipalities would mm-hmm. still get that? Mm-hmm. If they issue any
municipalities
tickets.
Municipalities would still get everything but the surcharge.
Whatever the surcharge, but we don't, but again, very quickly, I don't want to, you know, we have other issues to talk about, but just to remind the committee members, if you're not, in 1993 or 94, 92, when Richard Brodsky and Governor Cuomo sort of made the deal that removed the tolls down by the Henry Hudson, County Executive O'Rourke made a statement, because I found his press release, saying, you know, you guys are doing that, we're not, because the toll money took care of the coverage. You're doing that, not one penny of county money is going to go to the patrolling. So if you're making that deal, you're taking the tolls off, because you think, for whatever reason, you want to take the tolls off, you figure out a way now to handle that. And here we are 20 years later, and when O'Rourke was saying no county funding, we see how much county funding has come into it.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the commissioner said, the study is being done mm-hmm. now. Perhaps we could have the commissioner back when that study is done to discuss those alternatives.
Yeah, and you started getting into statistics. I think that's very important to know what the level of service we're getting now from our own force as opposed to what it would be if the state came in. So I'm just concerned about that. It is a tricky balance between
public safety. But I think if the state, John, the state saw those numbers. You're right. If
public safety versus fiscal responsibility, it's a careful balance. Is there any chance that any municipalities could take over part of the patrol? I mean, that's a difficult issue.
It comes at a tricky time because everyone is at unprecedented manpower for the last 10 years. I mean, the economy has driven
low manpower.
That's
right. Okay.
I understand. You know, the state. You know, I saw those TV ads. I used to get no new taxes. We've solved our $10 billion deficit. The state solved their problems, and no new taxes. Except they just raised our taxes $200,000 because now we're and you know, at some point we were against this backfilling idea because if they do that across the board, they cut back. The towns cut back, and somehow our taxpayers look at us and say, "What do we? No, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna spend the money because you know someone's got to take care of public safety. I mean, it's important, but I mean, I don't know what the statistics are on 287 to 684, but somehow, and we have state legislators who respond to their same constituents for public safety, and you know, they made that switch 20 years ago, and that somehow the fiscal responsibility for that switch kind of got lost along. But you'd be right. Study's underway. Well, hopefully within the month or so, we'll have you back as we get into this new budget cycle in the fall. We might as well take a look at that. Okay. Next topic, if we're finished with that topic. Any other other specific impacts other than the highway patrol from this last budget?
Not related to the state reductions.
Not related to state reductions. Question on the Marine units, that say Homeland Security. There was an article, and I say some of the funding for the Marine Patrol comes out of the Homeland Security funding.
That's
is that
correct?
I don't know, the lawyers on the committee noticed this, but a week and a half ago, there was an article in the local paper about Marine patrols up and down the Hudson, how some boaters are getting stopped
frequently.
And, you know, raised the question, if people walking down the street, they don't necessarily just get stopped. The idea of all these stops on the waterways, can you explain what triggers a stop by our folks. I can see if you're, you know, half a mile from Indian Point, or, you know, you enter some zone, you could, but why are there all these stop and frisks or whatever on the waterways?
Well, I look at our numbers, first off, and I don't see a heavy count of boating traffic. A lot of the vehicles we stop under the Homeland Security grants are foreign flag vessels that entered the coastal waters without clearing customs, etc., on their way north. And that's
a legitimate stop.
It's also the purpose of the grants. That's why we're funded with the boats and the Ports of New York grant.
Did you see that story in the paper?
I saw the story. The only thing I can attribute the large number of stops to is there's multiple agencies on the water. Mm-hmm. And, you can't, it's hard to paint us with a broad brush.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, the article said there, right, all these
there's
agencies, everybody independently.
I will say, we anticipate a significant change in the level of enforcement on the water as we go into this season, because boats aren't being put in by many of the PDs. As I said before, people are at unprecedented low levels of manpower, and that's one of the first things to go.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Now, someone made the point to me, if you know they're allowed to stop, John, for like safety check. You know,
safety
stop.
Well, that's
safety
what
checks.
They often say.
They differ from a motor vehicle being stopped on the highway, or you being stopped on the street.
Right.
You use your example, because there is a safety component that the officers have the right to inspect the vessel, make sure they have the necessary equipment, etc., and that generates a lot of.
Someone pointed out to me, if someone the first time they're stopped that day, they get a certificate, so the next municipality that stops them, at least I've already been checked for my safety today. You know, don't take another.
Except there's a lot of BWI out there, which boating while intoxicated.
Well, that's different than a safety check. I mean, that's another reason.
I mean, they're checking that as well.
Then they check and they find people.
Yeah, they're checking for that. They're checking for life preservers. But the BWI thing can change between ports.
So you don't need reasonable suspicion or probable cause to stop.
No.
Do the state police, they must patrol the Hudson.
They do not have a boat down in this area.
They don't?
That's the other reason we qualify for the Homeland Security Fund. The Tappan Zee Bridge is a significant.
So other than local municipalities in the county, there's no other...
Coast Guard.
The state militia, the Navy militia, the power authority. The Oregon went through, there's a whole bunch of...
Yeah, they're basically based around Indian Point, though. They're not out there affecting traffic stops in the regular waterways. The other thing you have to realize, too, is that the boating public, or the use of the waterways around Westchester, has become more and more popular over the last 20 years. You have more and more boats out there. Ergo, the interest in law enforcement having a greater presence on the water.
So all of our communications funding, the 9/11 search, anything the state has to do, they haven't taken any of that funding away from us, or?
No, the only one is Parkway Patrol.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Parkway Patrol. Do you know how much money do we get actually from the state other than Parkway Patrol? I mean, how much do they, we're at the point where
we have to break it down.
So stop giving us, we do get some. Some funding?
The way most of the grant funding works, especially in the Homeland Security arena, which is the most significant to us, it's federal money given to the state to give it to the counties.
I see. So it's actually.
So the state may take credit for it, but it's actually
federal Homeland Security money. I see. Okay, so again, all right, so all the more reason for us in this committee really to think about this highway patrol. John said there's clearly are public safety issues, but. Again, I come back to the public safety issues. 287 cuts across the county. 684 goes, there's a public safety issue there. The state does it. Now, maybe we try to get statistics what's going on those roads, but it's something to consider.
To that point, though, if that's the only allotment of officers they have down here, and now they have to cover 2 to 3 times more territory with that same allotment of officers, what happens to the public safety coverage?
What happens to the question of whose responsibility is? Ultimately, who's property, whose responsibility, or because they tell us, it's our responsibility, but we can't handle it, you do it, and if we do it, then the next year they cut another 200,000, another 200,000. They say, hey, the county's backfilling. I mean, that's the other side of the story. They'll be down to 1.7, 1.5, 1.3. I was yelling when it was 2.5. At what point do you say, keep your 2 cents, and but we don't want, we have officers, we have, our coverage, we want to look out for our personnel, but we have attrition, we have numbers move around over a period of time. And then we have the whole issue of possibly other towns looking to us to work their municipalities, like we do with the town of Ossining. So that's another thing going forward that we'll have to see. Camille, let me ask you, have other towns contacted us since the Ossining situation?
There are some levels of interest from other places. We are evaluating all of that in this comprehensive plan we're working on to come up with a way, as I said, to get closer to a break-even point with the state.
And one final question. I was told that this contract with the state, there was a time when the state would actually audit us to see.
They still audit us.
To see that we are on the road, because I was asking what happens if they come off. But I thought I was told that they sort of stopped auditing and said, it's our responsibility. So they still do audit the number of hours, because that goes into conflict.
With extreme diligence.
Well, really? Okay. So if we come off the road too many times to do something else, they are looking at those numbers.
Yes.
Okay. I was advised that they kind of... Yeah. Stop doing it.
All right. We proved it out just this past year.
I see. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Members, any other questions? Anything at this point in time? We were also supposed to have Commissioner Sutton to have the same review when he got called to another meeting. So we're just working on public safety. Let me tell the committee. I attended the graduation ceremony of the police academy, and first time I had done that. And I was very impressed. First, I was impressed that Yonkers was hiring 20 or 30 going to Yonkers, 20 or 30 going to Maverick. Where are they getting the money from? But it seemed like they're so understaffed that, I guess, at some point...
Yep, a lot of people were retiring.
Those municipalities have to start hiring because, everybody was either Mount Vernon or Yonkers. They were picking up a lot of people. But very impressive, that video on the 20-week cross-training they go through. It was very impressive. You put them through a lot to make sure they're ready day one to do their job, and I think on behalf of everyone in Westchester, they appear to be well qualified when they come out of the academy. I for one was very impressed with what I saw of that day. It was very, very well done. So congratulations to all of you on that.
Thank you.
That was very good. Any other questions, comments? If not, Commissioner, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we'll look forward to your report on the Highway Patrol and everything else. We'll see what we do a few months from now. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. If there are no other items before us, I will entertain a... Debbie, anything else we need yet? So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn by Mr. Nona, seconded by Mr. Burroughs. All in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Now we got, a 10 o'clock meeting?
10 o'clock
budget. What do we have at 10?
10 o'clock budget. We've got a couple of pension issues, retirement issues.
Then we have the CAFRA.
The
auditor.
I think the orders are coming in to go over the annual report, which we haven't seen yet. But, all right, thanks.
As far as I can see, there's only two sections.
Unless
that's what I mean. As far as I can see, there's only two sections.